Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to finish the rest of the album. And there are a good 5 more songs. And total up to like another half hour that I could be on air. But I personally, this was like one of the first albums that broke me out of basically me just listening to the same artist over and over again. And it started with Unshakable, one of the first songs. And I just kept listening to that instead of what I was listening to before. And it was completely different from what I was listening to before as well. And it kind of allowed me to expand my musical tastes. As well as if you listen to any of this guy's other stuff, it gets very broad as far as genres go. And I strongly encourage you to check out the album, like the rest of the album, because some of the best songs of the album are in the last 5 songs. Like 2 of them are like my favorite tracks from this album, I have to say. The album is Wish Upon a Black Star. Black Star is one word, by Cell Dweller. It was released in 2012, and it's really good. So that is all I have for you today, and I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 6:03. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am George. This is Can I Change This Later? This is Ennio Morricone's Navajo Joe taking you into the morning. Got a very special program for you today. It's got a little bit of a theme running through it. And later in the hour, we're going to have another rendition of the Conspiracy Corner. I'm going to be talking over Human Cannonball by the Butthole Surfers today off of Locust Abortion Technician. The first up in our set, we got Hey Bulldog from the Beatles off of Yellow Submarine. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go.
She dug, standing in the rain. back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I want. I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. Should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is
displacement, and what what it would take to survive. Cause when you're down with this world, you know the next is up to you. And his wife told his kids he was crazy, and his friends said he'd fail if he tried. But with a will to work hard and a library card, he took a homemade fan blade, one man submarine ride. That morning, the sea was mad, and I mean it. Waves as big as it seen it, deep in his dreams at home. Up with one hand and paddled off alone. Cause when you're done with this world, you know the next is up to you. And for once in his life it was quiet, as he learned how to turn in the tide. The sky was a flare when he came up for air in his homemade fan blade, one man submarine since his leaving. The call she planned on receiving finally made it home. She accepted the news she never expected. The operator connected the call from Tokyo. Friends bring him up when they're drinking at the bar with his name on the side, and they smile when they kid as they speak of the man who took a homemade fan blade, one man submarine ride.
All right, so we just had Hey Bulldog by the Beatles off of Yellow Submarine, followed by Little Black Submarines by the Black Keys, followed by Walt Grace's Submarine Test, January 1967 from John Mayer. We're going to have, transitioning us from underwater to sailing across it, the International Submarine Band with Luxury Liner. Here it is.
Together,
never got over those blue eyes. I'd see them everywhere, and I miss the arms that held me when all our love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we'd begun.
We come on this loop, John B.
All right, so running backwards, that was the Beach Boys with Sloop John B, which was a caller request. Thanks for calling in. Before that, we had Traveling Wilburys with Like a Ship. And before that was the International Submarine Band with Luxury Liner. We're going to have a quick PSA for you before we come back.
70. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
And we're back. All right, so our theme, we've been taking you from underwater to sailing across it, and going along with that, we got Sturgill Simpson coming up with Sea Stories, and you'll see where we go from there.
Basic, but just like a papa said, keep your mouth shut and you'll be fine. Just another list today. In the bowl for Uncle Sam's beater. But when you get to damn neck, hear a voice in your head saying, my life's no longer mine. Have you running with some SAD, SOG, BMF, Sam Eaters? That first port call in Thailand feels like a polywog turning 19. They got king cobras fighting in boxing rings and all the angels play connect four. Well, it seems like a sailor's paradise, but it turns out to be a bad dream. Well, now you hit the ground running in Tokyo from Kawasaki. Yokosuka, Yokohama, and Shinjuku, Shibuya, Roppongi, and Harajuku. On the Busan and Pohang, patio to Phuket, Singapore to Kuala Lumpur. Sing damn near the whole damn world from the inside of all. I got sea stories, they're all true. I'd sing a little bit far. Figure out what
nothing seemed to change. Everywhere I go, I keep seeing the same old thing. And I can't take it no more. I would leave this town, but I ain't got nowhere else to go. Sometimes I feel like I was born to lose, and it's driving me out of my mind. Gonna catch the next train and I'll move on down the line. Yeah, well, I'll be ready.
was Gary Clark Jr. tearing down the tracks with When My Train Pulls In. Now we're taking off with Spitfire from Public Service Broadcasting.
See how they wheel and bank and fly? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird.
cherished by men for many centuries, comes true on October the 4th, 1957.
The man-made celestial body, for the first time in history, overcame terrestrial gravity and flew into space.
All men of all nations recognize this as a great achievement. In an age where the race to conquer space has become an all-absorbing factor,
so that was Spitfire from Public Service Broadcasting, and then after that was Sputnik, also by Public Service Broadcasting, taking us into the stratosphere. The time is 6:50. We're getting towards the end of the show, which means it's time for the Conspiracy Corner. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you join me in the Conspiracy Corner? In the Conspiracy Corner, we're all about asking questions. We love asking questions here in the Conspiracy Corner. And the question we're asking this morning in the Conspiracy Corner is, do the employees of Taco Bell actually have a cult? Some sources say that they do. They worship what's known as the Chupacabra. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Chupacabra is a mythical Mexican goat-eating monster. Kind of similar to, say, the Jersey Devil or something like that in their sort of folklore. Now, to the cult, the Chupacabra is more than just a legend. It's actually been elevated to the status of almost an elder god, similar to Cthulhu of H.P. Lovecraft. Now, the way that the cult recognizes fellow members is by ordering a Chupacabra meal at the drive-thru. It doesn't sound so bad. It's actually just two tacos and a crunch wrap, but it's goat meat from ritual sacrifices, my source tells me. Now, the cult believes that through the sacrifices, the growth of the cult to other Taco Bells and serving poor unknowing customers goat meat, then the Chupacabra's power will grow. So next time you order a Taco Bell, just ask yourself, is that a chicken taco or a beef burrito, or is it possibly something far, far more sinister?
Imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So that was our little fun parody section, the Conspiracy Corner, prior to that PSA. I'm going to let Human Cannonball by the Butthole Surfers, what I've been talking over all morning, close us out. And maybe we'll fit something else in if we have time. We'll see. But thanks for staying with me, and hope you all have a good morning. This is George with Can I Change This Later, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5.
come on this way.